You're with BBC Wiltshire. It's the afternoon show till four. I'm Marie Lennon. Now, have you ever been faced with redundancy and the idea and the option to try something completely different and thought, what on earth should I be doing? Nathan Pegler was in that boat 2 years ago, and it was the catalyst to become, over time, a full-time artist. And big news, his first exhibition is happening next week. Nathan is with me. Hello.
Hi, nice. Thank you for inviting me in, Marie.
Not at all. Thanks for coming in. You're a pastel artist, first of all. So tell me about that and how that works.
Pastel art, very different to oils or acrylics. It is quite messy, okay. As oils and acrylics are. Very soft pastels, so a lot of chalk dust. And a fantastic medium to work in.
And what's the effect like? Why do you like working with pastel?
The different effects that you can achieve. You can achieve quite a technical effect if you're doing, which is what I do, a lot of Star Wars vehicles and sci-fi work.
Okay.
To architectural pieces. I've just finished an architectural piece. So you can be quite technical with pastels. But my passion is kind of for more abstract work. So it's quite a... using chunky pastels and creating big shapes and all that kind of stuff, which is the main thing that I love.
I mentioned that you were doing a job for a long time, 20 years working at Honda, and then what happened?
So yeah, nearly 20 years, just under 20 years. Wasn't overly happy there, and voluntary redundancy came up. Again, the associate release program, as it was called internally. So voluntary redundancy came up again. And due to personal circumstances, I was in a position to grab that big cash payout and leave the factory. And with huge support from my partner, Sam, take that plunge and try to make art a business.
And that, even though you did have a bit of cash support in doing that, with taking the redundancy, that's still a really big leap to go from earning the same amount of money every week, week in, week out, knowing what you're doing every day, to then, I mean, what was it like waking up and just, you don't have to go to work? What was that like?
Initially, when I left, it was a week prior to a shutdown.
Right.
So it wasn't till the following week when I didn't have to get up at 4:30 in the morning and make that drive to work, that it was a reality, and it was very scary, and I did take some time out just to adjust and to reintroduce myself to working, being an artist again. The daily grind had stifled any creativity, and I kind of had to relearn, if that makes sense, and get back into that zone. Didn't take me too long. I thought it was going to take me longer. Didn't take me too long. Got back into it, was producing some good work straight away with a lot of interest straight away.
Okay, that must have been really heartening, because it's a risk, isn't it?
A scary risk.
Yeah.
And when I say support from Samantha Williams, my partner, that was financial and emotional support. Massive thanks to you, Sam.
No, well done, Sam. We're all grateful because the art is out there. What's it been like to build up this business then from, 2 years ago? As I say, your first exhibition is next week.
So, that's right, yeah.
So what's gone into being able to say that you are a full-time artist?
Just a lot of self-promotion, getting out to craft fairs initially. Some really nice events. I've got one this Saturday in Marlborough. Come and see me, NJP Pastel Art. Really self-promotion and learning about business as well. It is essentially a small business, and I've had to learn everything that goes along with that. Had a fantastic mentor, Isla, when I left HUM. So she's helped me a lot. She's going to be one of the speakers at the event next Tuesday, along with myself. Just a massive learning curve is all I can say. Just learning about tax and things like that, and
yeah.
Self-assessment and all that kind of stuff.
All those things you've never had to worry about with being in full-time employment. And for you, has this always been underneath everything? When you were going to work every day, were you always thinking about art? Was it somewhere underneath?
Yes. Yeah, I've always been fortunate enough to be able to do it,
mm.
But not had that opportunity to do it as a business. You know, some artists don't even do that. They just work and that's enough for them. But because I left employment and needed employment, I needed to make a living, that's how I'm trying to do it. I do work part-time at Prior's Court School in Hermitage, just to support, just to keep the bank manager happy, really.
Yeah, well,
just have a backup.
We need to. Yeah, he's quite important.
Although Prior's Court is actually quite a big part of my life now.
Yeah.
Prior's Court School is a school near Newbury for the severely autistic. And I'm a care worker, basically.
Right, okay.
So I do a couple of shifts there a week. And do try to introduce the art when I can there.
So your life is completely changed around.
Completely.
Your exhibition, your first, it must be very exciting, the first time people can actually come and see your work. Tell me when and where we need to go to see it.
So the event is being held at the Manor House Business Centre in Royal Wootton Bassett. You can find out about the event on the page for Manor House Business Centre. You can find out about the event on my Facebook page, NJP Pastelart on Facebook. I won't direct you to the website because it's being rebuilt at the moment, unfortunately. But yeah, all on Facebook. Social media is fantastic. I couldn't have done what I'm doing now without social media. But yeah, come along, see you there. So yeah. A few drinks, plenty of artwork to see. And you can also come and listen to me speak. I won't go on too long.
Okay.
Just about my background.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for coming in. And good luck.
Thank you.
Really exciting time to throw yourself in the deep end and just go for it. Brilliant. Nathan, thank you very much for talking to me. And you can go along next Tuesday the 9th in Royal Wootton Bassett. I'll give you all the details very, very soon.